Pickaxe.
We always recommend Shopify. It took us from an idea to a real business. We got set up, I think, in less than a day. With very little effort, we could just focus on the supply chains and the product development. Shopify gives us the ability to customize without the complexity. We can change something without introducing fragility or having to pay a developer. We're Thirsty Turtle, and we leveled up our business with Shopify.
Start your free trial at shopify.com/au.
Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Cool, wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Hol dir dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer.
Hello everyone, good morning, welcome back, thanks for joining us on April Fool's Day. Oh, I've spoiled it for you two. I've already warned you to be careful all day.
The best day.
You were going to fall for so many dumb pranks.
Hilarious pranks. You know what? Most April Fool's Days are a write-off for me because I spend the whole day with tears in my eyes from laughing so much at all the funny pranks and jokes as well.
You know what? I
look forward to this day every year. It's so much fun and it's hilarious.
You know the way they do that shit on the news where the news readers sort of, they've done the news. You know they've done the news. And before they start doing it again, he sort of gets this little twinkle in his eye and leans in. Now, we've got a little story
coming in here for you.
For you here. This is just come off the wire. A tree and spaghetti grows on the tree. Here's a picture.
P.S.
April Fool's.
P.S. Hugh Edwards shit his pants. And anyway,
but they're so pleased with themselves about their terrible little jape.
Yeah.
It's just awful. It's their deliveries. Like, you can tell that news presenters are all cut from the same cloth, right? There are very few of them have a personality beyond. Like, they all read the news in the same way. And the same intonation, especially in America, they have a voice that they use. So it's like that. And now they're trying to do a funny in that voice. It's the worst.
So I've got for you here a list of some are April Fools and some are not fools.
All right, hit us.
So I thought I could let you guys listen to them and then let me know whether you think they're April Fools or not.
Oh, this is going to be great. Okay, I'm good at these.
Japan's biggest airline carrier, all Nippon Airways, have started selling tickets for Dinner on the Runway.
Yeah.
Okay. It costs.
That's not an April Fool's.
£400 a meal. You could actually go and eat dinner out on a runway.
That's so much not an April Fool's. I'm surprised they haven't done that in England yet with all like the train spotters and the plane spotters and stuff like that.
Oh,
can you imagine?
Like, there's so many of them at Heathrow.
Clyde and his wife Marjorie, who have been spotting planes for, you know, the past 35 years or whatever, and they'd get to like drink some champers on the runway and
stuff. They'd love that.
They would love it.
That's definitely a real thing. We're putting that under
It is absolutely a real thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
With the airline industry having challenges, the first class lounges, obviously you can go and have a business class experience without going anywhere.
Yeah.
That is sad. Because
it's pretty sad, yeah.
And like the fanciest part of an airport is still shit compared to anywhere that's not at an airport.
Oh, I love this. Well, I understand why you would put up with like the business class experience is nice, right? But the point is that the alternative option is to be crammed into a tiny seat and you know, have to suffer with all that horribleness.
I mean, that's what makes it nice. Like business class, like I've flown business class a few times for work and stuff like that, and what makes it nice is the comparison to economy.
Yes.
That's it. Like, you still get a shitty little seat squeezed in with everybody else. The meal is still fucking awful compared to the food you get on the ground. But yeah. Because of the comparison, it's literally like if you had a prison cell and you both had identical cells, one of the beds was just a few inches thicker, the mattress was just a few inches thicker, that yeah. would be heavenly compared to the other cell, but it's still shit compared to the outside world. It's all relative. So yeah, the whole yeah. of an airport is relative. My problem with the whole airport vibe is it's like a public toilet, the whole place. It's filthy.
It is.
It's grubby. It's like going into a public toilet, thousands and thousands of people with all their disgusting human grossness coming through there every day.
Oh, man.
It sucks.
You guys are still locked down and stuff, so you haven't been out to places. But here it's easing, and we've been out to places. Like we've eaten in a cafe recently right. because they're open again. We took the kids to like this indoor sports activity thing because that's open again. And one thing that I've noticed about all these places being open again, like everybody's, understandably, worried about COVID and stuff like that. But the businesses that are opening, the guidelines are very strict about how they can open, what they can do, and they have to follow it, right? Because if somebody comes by and finds that they're not, then they could get in a lot of trouble
yeah,
or they could
yeah.
get fined or closed down or whatever. So you have all these people working 1,000% more than they've ever worked before in their lives, because every time somebody touches something, they got to spray it and wipe it down.
Yeah.
Holy crap. I've never seen cleaner public toilets, because after every use, somebody is in there just sterilizing the shit
Jesus.
Out of it. Like the mopping the floors and wiping down the toilets and everything. And you think, what the fuck? Like, I've been going to these places for like 20 plus years, and I've been paying money through the nose for the privilege. These toilets are always a disaster. They look like they're never cleaned. You know, like the fucking tables at restaurants are probably just like some germ paradise. Like, no wonder, like, you used to get colds all the time and shit.
God,
like,
yeah.
I hope that, like, off the back of this, that some of this stuff comes through. Like, I want to see people wiping stuff down a lot more and cleaning the toilets a lot more and stuff, because what the fuck else are they doing? You know what I mean?
You could eat in those toilets. That'll start happening, you know, because, you know, if people were so clean that you could literally just serve like a fried egg on a toilet seat or sushi around
yeah,
a toilet
yeah.
seat.
I was also very surprised at the it's a newer place, the place that we went to, and the toilets there are, instead of like, you know, like a big open men's bathroom and a big open women's bathroom, it was just all separate toilets. Like there wasn't even a sign to say like who could use them or whatever. It was just like there was like 10 of them and they were all separate. They all had their own door and stuff. You go in, lock it and stuff. That's got to be the way forward, right? Like I feel like that has to be the new setup from now on, you know. Like there needs to be like a thing where, you know, if a place opens, they just have to have toilets
like
that.
Being near other people.
Me neither.
I don't want to be 2 meters.
I certainly don't want to be standing next to another dude with his dick out pissing. Like
it's pretty archaic, isn't it? Men's
it really
toilets.
Is,
men's
but
toilets. The idea that just have
the big trough.
Yeah.
Like
honestly, like if you're out in a field at a festival or whatever, okay, sure, you know, like that's understandable. Like that's probably
I don't think
the setup.
Any men were enjoying that experience. I think we were all equally.
Well, you're not meant to really. It's out of necessity, right? Like you just you got to take a piss,
but
and they don't want you pissing everywhere.
I think
everyone
feels the same. You know, like you realize that you do need to pee, and this is your only option. So it's like, oh God, I'm going to have to just brave it.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's move on. The next one on the list, Will.i.am has announced he is a liquidarian,
right,
saying that he refuses to chew solid food on Mondays.
Yeah.
And only eats certain foods certain days of the week. So like he'll eat, so on Sunday he says he'll eat a vegan burger and an avocado.
Uh-huh.
And on Fridays he has a salad,
right,
and on Sunday I have vegan solids,
right,
and the rest of the days he has just juice.
Okay.
This is an interesting one because he's a moron. Like he is, if you've ever seen interviews with him, Will.i.am is not an intelligent man. He's an idiot. Okay. And he's also self-obsessed.
I love
and,
that this is triggered him so much. It's just
I'm not triggered. I'm motivated. Let's put it that way. Okay. He is self-obsessed, wealthy, and stupid enough that this could be true. Yeah. And for me, the fact that you say vegan solids. That sounds like something someone might come up with that I think that might be true, because that's such a weird turn of phrase. But the days of the week thing, I wondered if that's a reference to a song in some way. I'm gonna say not an April Fool, but I'm gonna say
wrong. Not an April Fool's as well. He's a pretty eccentric guy.
This is not an April Fool's, right. Since Christmas, he has pancakes and vegan burgers on Fridays, Saturdays. Some vegan solids. Sundays, I love it. Hard carbs.
I love that this is like, you know, you hear this and you think, holy crap, how has he done this? And then if you like sort of read between the lines, it's like, yeah, I've only been doing it for like a day, but this is the new me.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
So on Monday, I only eat juice. Tuesday, only juice. Wednesday, only juice with a salad. Yeah. And Thursday, juice with a salad. Friday, juice with avocado, and then repeat.
I have fish and a rice cake, and then at 10 o'clock,
I couldn't, I couldn't tell you how it's going because I've only been doing it for 5 minutes. So
what else have we got, Lulu?
Right, next up. So the South Australia Police are going to be adding much smaller dogs to their dog squad.
Right.
This is bollocks.
The idea is that they can attach them to drones.
See, this is bollocks.
This one doesn't sound...
I mean, the South Australia Police is not a thing.
No. Into people's
so
yards.
This is already bollocks.
So this police unit or is responsible for all of the south of Australia.
See, it's bollocks. It's clearly
it's a
bollocks.
Big place.
There is a genuine.
It's a big place. That's like saying like the South Canadian police. Yeah. Like that doesn't make any sense.
There is a set. There is a real place. I will tell you that.
Really?
Right.
It's not a fake Twitter
account.
It's
absolute arse.
Yeah, I don't believe this one at all.
Well, the story is an April Fool, but yes.
So there is the South Australia Police. That is a thing.
Correct. Yeah, it's a real thing that they announced.
I thought they only lived on the left bit and the right bit, and all the rest of it was just inhabited by dingoes. That was
the middle part of it is Mordor, I think.
Yeah,
and Adelaide. That's well underneath.
Nobody can live in Mordor,
isn't there?
From what I understand, anyway.
I don't know anything about Australia because I have no intention to go there. It's a hell-infested.
It's just
desert.
Honestly, Australia. I've got nothing against you. It's just too far away. I mean, it's just takes way too long.
Too many spiders and other things.
I would like to go when they invent like teleportation, or maybe if Elon gets those rockets that can deliver people like to from here to China in 2 minutes or whatever. I might think about it after it's been tried, tested, and true for a while. And by then probably be too old to travel anyway, but man, it's too far. Like I can't think of any reasonable way for me to get there that I would enjoy, you know what I mean? Like sometimes I think I could go like on a cruise and I don't want to cruise anywhere. I'm going to like the Bahamas, baby. Like it's too much.
So that's an obvious false. What else?
Yeah. Okay, chain of eco-friendly hair salons is going to be using customers' hair to clean up the ocean.
Yeah, okay? Absolutely. This is
so
true.
It's going to be
I've got a thought
combined
about this one.
It's going to be combined and weaved into nets that will soak up coastal oil spills.
All right, I've got a problem with this. All right, number one is it's conceivable because obviously a lot of businesses are turning towards ecological stuff these days. All right, number one, I don't see how hair is going to absorb these oils, so I'm not sure about the physics of it, but maybe there's some kind of treatment. But this sounds like the sort of shit they'd come up with in the Daily Mail because they love poking fun at anything to do with environmentalism as if it's like a waste of time. And
I hadn't considered that side of it, but honestly, this sounds, I'm going to say, all that aside, that this is true. This is real.
I'm going to say false.
Okay, well, actually, it is true.
Gosh.
Midlothian's barbers, and it's part of the Green Salon Collective, which will be making the hairdressing industry more sustainable. Right. I feel like the hairdressing industry doesn't...
It's pretty sustainable already.
A
like
big polluter. I mean, it's sustainable. Hair keeps growing.
I guess if you're using like electric clippers and stuff like that. But honestly, I think if you're just using hand scissors.
Do always say you're supposed to shampoo twice, which feels like that's causing a lot of waste.
Oh, sorry.
It's twice as bad. Yeah.
I mean, no, I'm coming from the angle
apparently that's the secret.
I don't get
why your hair's so glossy after you've been to the hairdresser because they shampoo you twice. Mm. I've never ever shampooed twice in my life, and you know that's I guess what I'm doing wrong.
I thought you were meant to shampoo once and rinse twice. I mean, I never you get the, it all out. Right?
I never get the hair wash and shampoo at the barbers. Like they just they just bust out the scissors and they start cutting, and it takes them not much time because I just don't have much hair left. You know,
when I still had hair, I went to Tony and Guy. I went to Tony and Guy one time. I treated myself to a fancy haircut.
Well, you might as well have made. I'm glad you made the most of it while you still
I
had
really
hair.
Didn't. Yeah. I only did that once.
He went to Tony and Guy.
You banked
once.
Those years of haircuts into a few years of expensive haircuts.
Did you go to Tony and Guy once on a Monday, and that was part of your new you? On a Monday, I only go to Tony and Guy, and I drink only carrot juice. But I've only done it for one Monday.
Yeah, one Monday. That's a new me.
Nice.
Next,
a robot lizard is planning on being used to study lizards, right? So they've built a robot lizard, which will... This is in Sunshine Coast, Australia. Rather than study lizards, they've actually built a robot lizard to study them.
Yeah.
Do lizards need a lot of studying?
I mean, I think they've been studied. You know, I think they already know quite a bit about lizards, but I guess maybe they just think that this little guy is going to, you know, just sort of like fill in some of the gaps maybe where we're missing some knowledge. I think this is true. It's too boring, like, to be a joke.
I'm going
to
say it's not true because of the way Lewis said it.
Is true. It's true. They've built a lizard that climbs up walls just like the real thing, which will hopefully give
this
us better
will
ways
return
of...
no data because lizards, believe it or not, probably aren't stupid enough to think that a robot lizard is a real lizard, and because it won't smell like anything or whatever magic lizards use to like differentiate stuff. It's going to be empty. Like maybe it has like a little SSD on there. It's going to have nothing on it. Like, it's just going to be empty all the time.
Yeah.
Right.
No data. I just want to say I've gotten them all right so far. I told you
I
was
going to. Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
well
very
done.
Very good. Very good.
Thanks very much.
This is tricky.
I'm going too much by Lewis's voice.
Another one from Australia. Brisbane. The Lord Mayor of Brisbane has announced that the koala was added as a city emblem last year, right? And then the tree frog was like another emblem. But now they're actually announcing that they will also be adding the ibis as the
what,
third
the hotel chain?
No, the bin chicken as the third emblem of Brisbane. Is that true or an April Fool?
I mean, honestly, that
again,
one's so boring.
So fucking boring. Like,
who cares?
It's got to be true. Like, I don't think, I mean,
I wonder if it's a joke that only translates if you know about the ibis. It would be like making the diaper eating seagulls of Bristol an emblem of Bristol. So I wonder if it translates for Brisbonians.
Yeah,
unless
it's like a really sort of cultural thing where
it's
like,
exactly that P flats. It's exactly that. Yes, it's the bin chicken is a pest and a bane of tourists and locals everywhere
in
Australia.
And this is known over there.
Yeah, it's like making those horrible skanky pigeons of London, the official logo of London.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's. It's definitely a terrible, terrible joke. SBS, which is a streaming service. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
Special Broadcasting Service?
Special Broadcasting
Service.
See, this
already sounds like bollocks, but carry on.
Yeah. Apparently, it's the Australian...
Why are they
all of this stuff,
for
I don't
fuck's
know.
Sake?
I don't know. I guess it's because that's the thing I've looked up.
Do they love it over there or something? Australia, get a grip.
Yeah, come on, Australia. Just because I'm never going to visit you guys, you don't have to. You don't have to play it this way. Like, just come on.
So they've added a couple of, like... settings to their streaming service over the last week. One of them is called Noir on Demand, which makes basically any time you can like basically put a setting on and it like makes everything kind of like film noir, like it's like an overlay,
like a filter, like an Instagram filter.
Yeah,
but
like a filter.
Yeah, film noirs, whatever you stream.
They can also you can also have Fun on Demand, which makes any elements that aren't like family friendly, like a knife, replaced by like a hairbrush.
Oh, this is bollocks.
Later on, they're going to launch You on Demand, where you can actually put yourself into your favorite shows with like deep fake technology.
This is
not even. Yeah, it's not. It's not real at
you
all.
You think that one's
utter balls?
Do you think that one's utter bollocks?
Yeah. Is it?
Yes, it is. Utter bollocks. Correct.
Wow.
I actually was reading an article which is the Australian April Fools. I guess it's because it's the morning and they don't officially announce all the April Fools till lunchtime, do they?
Oh,
so I haven't actually got all of this year's proper ones.
Haha, we got you again. We're going to make a mascot, a pigeon.
Here's some, here's some more. Okay, so the Queen of England.
Yes.
Always keeps,
Her Majesty. The
Queen. Her Majesty.
Always keeps a personal box of chocolates with her.
With her?
With her at all times. And no one else is allowed to eat them. So,
man, I don't know. I think she's like...
This was announced.
I think that's fucking bullshit, honestly.
I can like imagine me, it because I can imagine she is it, the Queen. But
she comes because she's the Queen. But honestly, like, I think when at that point, like in your life, like maybe you would do those things. But like, I don't know. Would you though?
So here's my problem. Like, first of all, if there are some chocolates for the Queen, who else has taken them? That she needs to have a secret box of chocolates? Are the members of her household? Well,
it's
if she's there,
fucking Charles.
If she's there with some peanut M&Ms, a butler comes in and goes, "Oh, do you mind, Mom?" and just yoinks a peanut M&M. No, of course not. If they're the Queen's, they're the Queen's. No one's going to mess with her. She doesn't need that. I've got to hide my chocolates, Philip.
You don't need to hide them, you silly old witch. You're the Queen. No one's going to steal from you.
And they might steal my chocolates, Philip.
Mother, can you spare a finger of Kit Kat, please?
Yeah, honestly, I don't think she needs to have. I mean, I think even with all this stuff that's happened recently with Harry and Meghan stuff, she's pretty hardcore. Like, you know, she just, the minute there was like a sniff of drama, she's like, Juan is excused from royal duties. Yeah. I don't think she gives a fuck. If somebody tries to take her chocolates, I think she's just going to lay the smack down. Yeah. Like, she
doesn't need to hide her fucking chocolates. Nah. She's a queen. Jesus.
Well, this is actually true. It's from a new ITV documentary. Lady Pamela Hicks, the Queen's second cousin, said... So it's actually from the palace.
This is probably bullshit, though. Like, there's been so many of these right over the years. Where
we always wonder what's in her handbag. You know, everyone's always questioned for years what she's carrying around in that little purse. Now it's a little box of, you know,
truffles.
Delicious snacks, like a Twix, maybe.
Do you know what?
Who knows?
For whatever your opinion is about the royal family, and I'm sure there's plenty of people who are against them listening to this podcast right now, and I'm sure there are some people who love them listening to them right now. You got to admit, it must be very, very hard to be friends with anybody if you are a senior member of the royal family, because
you
tell them, whatever confidence
it's a cottage industry
them,
around leaking information about them.
They're just going to run straight to the Mirror or the fucking Mail and say the inside scoop on Liz's handbag. It's like, what the fuck, dude? If you did that to a friend, it would be a big betrayal. If you confided something to a friend, or your friend came up to your house and immediately they went and told all your other friends what it was like inside your house, you'd be like, geez, can you fucking calm down? And when you're the Queen, it's like, now it's news. It's out there in the press, and you'll have journalists like Nicholas Witchell or whoever.
Your Majesty, is it true that you prefer polo mints over Treborn mints? Because my sources indicate... Oh, would you give it a rest?
She can't even use a tin of beans without them sticking by appointment to Her Majesty the Queen on the side. So they got no private life. I understand why she's
very
fucking
true.
Hacked off with that.
Yeah. Okay, next up. Ant and Dec are rebranding to Dec and Ant.
Right.
Fuck off.
Man, they should just rebrand to Dec. Honestly, I don't know how Ant has made it back after all the shit that he did. It's crazy. Like, where's cancel culture when it came to Ant, who is fucking drink driving and almost killing people? You know what I mean? Maybe that's a hot take. Sorry.
Apologies for the temperature on the take there.
I just think it's a shitty thing to do.
Agreed.
And he's just back yucking it up on Saturday night, every night on TV again. Like, how the hell did he manage that?
And they're fucking disgusting sellouts. Did you watch a Tom Scott video about advertising on British telly?
No.
You got to watch it. It's about how so in the States, you'll see at the very start of shows, this contains product placement, right?
Oh, but I did see this.
They just have to stick a little pee-pee. Just
the Disney advertising. Yes.
Yeah. They did this. We're going to fucking Disneyland. Hey, Dad, I can't believe it. We're in Disneyland. There's fucking Mickey Mouse. Look. Hey, Dad, let's have a fucking sing along. And they shut down the whole park. And it says at the start, just goes, pee-pee, for like 2 seconds. There's a pee-pee in the top corner of the screen. And then we carry on with the show. It's like, this is just a fucking advert. How are they getting away with this? It's unbelievable.
So I know, it's bad. Such double standards.
Crazy.
It is crazy. Fun.
Can you believe that I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here is still going? Like, man, ITV know how to fucking beat a dead horse.
Oh,
it's crazy.
God. They're dragging
they are the
people.
Kings.
Dragging
they are the
people
kings
to the television.
Out, yeah.
They really are.
And do you know what else? Do you know what's even worse is they have their own formats that they beat like a dead horse. But then when another better network is done with a format, they fucking buy it and they keep running it for decades after. It's like, I'm surprised they didn't pick up Big Brother. Like, Jesus Christ.
A pet chicken, Noodles, the chicken,
right,
can predict lottery numbers, right? And has pecked out 5 winning numbers of the latest EuroMillions and won a £150,000 prize. What do you think about that?
It's one of those stories that's kind of eccentric enough to make it into British press for sure. And I'm going to say that it's probably true.
What I want to know is, how do these stories get to the press? Are there journalists going around and knocking on farmers' doors? Got any chickens that predict the lottery numbers?
Yes, actually we have. This is Harold. He got 5 numbers correct, and now I've won £150,000.
Oh, take it to the press, quick! Hold the press, says the papers thing. Stop it! We've got a big page 17 story here. How do they get this? Does the farmer call them up? Oh, are you interested in hearing about my chicken? Like, what happens? How does it get to the papers?
It's interesting, isn't it? When
Not
you
really.
Consider that is in the papers in the first place, and yeah, how did it get there? But then it makes you think, what the fuck else are they putting in the paper, and who is responsible for it, and why do I believe it all the time?
I mean, how much of the paper on the average day, there's probably 2 pages of news and the rest is like, we've got to fill these pages because we need 100 pages and we've got to fill them. So get out there and find me a fucking lottery number picking chicken.
Invent
get me the picking chicken and get me a snake that can climb up a pole and get me a spider that can do maths. And get me a fucking crossword puzzle doing loaf of bread. Do all those things. All right, sir. And they just come up with this shit. I mean, how does it get out there? How is this news? What's happening?
Pizza Hut have announced a new sort of merch, which is a...
this is going to be an April Fool's for sure.
You know those umbrellas
Pizza
that go
Hut,
on your...
Pizza Hut, KFC, all the big fast food places are
umbrellas
always at it.
That go on your head.
Yeah.
It's an umbrella coloured like a pizza.
Fuck off.
Head.
Next.
Yeah. Next. Ha ha, Pizza Hut, you got us again. Okay. Hilarious. Okay.
Let's go
next
buy
one.
Some pizza.
I did like the KFC rebranding during COVID though, where it was like finger licking good, but they crossed out finger licking, so it was just good.
that is funny.
That is actually clever, yeah. It was really
But still,
funny.
These are vast still, manipulative them, yeah. corporations that are destroying the planet, so you fucking cunts. Yeah. Next.
Skoda have built into their new car radio system. That's an auto tune that will automatically listen to what you're singing and correct the pitch.
Fuck off.
Okay, fuck off.
I mean, I'm not being funny. Okay. I know several people who are completely tone deaf, and it would be pretty nice.
I've got to be one of them.
You are close, but I don't think you're not as tone deaf as my friend Shane, for example. Who couldn't hit a note if his life depended
on it. Man, Shane strikes me. If you ever needed a face to put to the term tone deaf, like, you know, when somebody says something and you immediately think, Shane's face is the one for me. I would think of it every time.
But here's the thing. He tries. Like, he throws his, you know, there's a lot of effort in there.
I'm just deflecting because I know that I am pretty tone deaf, but I want somebody else to be more tone deaf. So I'm
very tone deaf.
I'm exaggerating.
I'm not trying to flame you, Shane. You know I love you, buddy. And I also know you don't listen to the Trifles
podcast. He probably doesn't listen to this anyway. Yeah.
So Volkswagen have set up like their electric car division.
Oh,
and it's
right.
Called,
okay. I guess they just got sick of dumping like massive amounts of CO2 into the atmosphere
and lying about it.
Yeah. So now they've switched over to that. Good for you, Volkswagen.
Yeah,
well done. Well done.
And it's going to be called Volkswagen.
Okay.
Like the vaults, you know, with the.
Okay.
Is that real
no.
or not real?
No.
Okay. Well,
I love how this is just becoming more and more angry.
Well, it's a bit more than that, though. So they originally put this out last week, and when people questioned them on it, they said it wasn't an April Fool.
Right.
It wasn't an April Fool. This is technically not an April Fool.
Oh,
this
gosh.
Is technically actual announcement. However, it's not real. It's like a marketing stunt, right? So they didn't, they're so poor at marketing, they didn't realize April Fool's Day was coming. They put it out as a kind of joke marketing stunt. And as a result, it's kind of just left a lot of people very confused.
Oh my God.
Right.
You know, I do wonder how many companies think of some, like a marketing gamble where they're like, do you reckon people will like this or not? And they're like, oh, I don't know. This could really blow up in our faces. Let's put it out on April 1st. And if it's shit and the response is really bad, we'll just say, yeah, lol, that was just an April Fool's. That's a clever way to slip some shit marketing past the public.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you get a free do-over. You just get to say, oh, no, that was just a joke.
Yes. Yeah, you can. And it could just be like, oh, it's like you could test stuff on the public. Like,
yeah.
A lot of April Fools have become reality because the public had such a good,
yeah.
you know, response.
Because they're like, they
them.
Should do that. That sounds amazing. They should do that. And then they're like, yeah, that was our plan all along.
That was the original one I remember where people were like, oh, they should do that, was the... The World of Warcraft April Fools that one year where it was like, was it Pandaren Pizza or something? Where people thought that they would be able to order pizza like through the game while they were raiding or something like that. And back then, obviously nothing like that really existed. So
right.
people were like kind of excited that this was something that could happen. But yeah, now it's like, well, it has happened, I guess, in a lot of ways.
I just hate April Fool's so much. So very much.
So,
unsere Empfehlung für deinen Podcast? Frisches Obst und knackiges Gemüse von Aldi. Immer gut, immer günstig, immer vielfältig. Kurz gesagt, frische für alle. Zum Aldi-Preis. Diese Woche rote Tafeläpfel aus Deutschland. 2 Kilo für nur 1,79 Euro. Oder Mini-Roma-Rispentomaten 300 Gramm für nur 1,11 Euro. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Angebote in deiner Aldi-Nord-Filiale. Und weiter geht's. Einfach lauschen und genießen. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Here's one. A mystery virus. Well, the coronavirus is affecting us.
This is a little on the nose.
Yeah.
Is affecting black bears in the US. This was posted yesterday, making them friendlier towards humans than usual.
This is a very dangerous April Fool's joke, is it not?
It's kind of been creating these like bear cubs, turning like bear cubs to lose all their fear of humans and behave like dogs and kind of like approach people and be friendly. And apparently a young bear was totally comfortable around a group of people, letting them pick it up, eating an apple.
Oh my God, why are they picking it up? If this is not an April Fool's?
If untreated, it can be deadly.
Right.
Tell me right now, is this bollocks?
According to this article on the BBC, April Fool's Day, 10 stories that look like pranks but aren't, this is a story that is true.
God.
What?
So, wait, you're out in the woods somewhere hiking, or maybe you're having a picnic, and a bear approaches.
Well,
and your reaction is, oh, he seems pretty friendly.
More realistically,
let's pick him up and give him a cuddle.
You're behind a restaurant near the dumpsters, and you see a bear, and you decide that you're going to pick up the bear and start cuddling it and stuff? Come on.
Apparently, in one case, a cute bear cub climbed fearlessly onto a snowboarder's board near the North Star Resort, showing none of the caution a wild animal would normally show around humans. This seems a bit suspicious
to
me.
I don't think the responsibility for that is on the bear. Like, if I'm the snowboarder, I'm showing the normal human reaction of a bear coming close to me, and I'm running the fuck away, no? Like, even
are
a bear
Are you meant
cub,
to run?
From a bear cub, yeah.
With
from
bears,
a grown
I think
bear,
you're supposed to run from bears.
You're supposed to play dead, I think.
Are you?
I thought that was with certain
I love how
bears.
We have really conflicting... There's something you're supposed to punch a shark on the nose, right? You're supposed to
or slap the
stand
water.
Still
that's another one.
For a lion, aren't you? Or a bull.
I'll be honest with you. In every single circumstance involving a wild animal, I'm running.
Yeah. What if you can't run away from like a cheetah, for example.
Well, no, but I don't think they go after people. because
they go after you if you're running.
If you're petting their cubs, they're coming after you. Oh yeah, almost
what
guaranteed.
I'm saying is, if I'm out and a bear or something is like at the other side of the path, we are running. Like, I don't care if there's an alternative. The very most basic fundamental human instincts are fight or flight. I'm choosing flight unless we have the tools to fight. I wouldn't go for a walk.
Even if I had the tools,
gun.
I would not be fighting a bear.
If like, I have a gun, I'm shooting that bear. Sorry, bear. I'm shooting you. No offense.
So,
you're getting shot.
Okay. Next up, a baby emu.
Right.
A goat. A baby goat and a baby goose.
Walk into a bar.
have become best friends after meeting at the same animal center.
Yeah.
And they're like a little gang. Now.
You see shit like this all the time.
List
this,
the
this
animals again,
real.
Please.
It's Taz the emu. Alfred the kid. And a gosling called Wiggle.
Emu, goat, goose.
Correct.
I mean, it's so boring, it's probably true. It's just a way to advertise the animal center. I'm going to say true.
It looks like it is true, yeah. There's lots of cute pictures of them hanging out together.
Who would have thought the three fairly docile herbivores could get along?
Yeah, with brains like the size of a pea as well.
Oh my God, it sounds like the Triforce podcast. Yeah.
Just getting along so well.
Yep.
This week's show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Thank you very much. Do you guys use ExpressVPN?
Hell yeah.
Do you have it
Protect
installed?
Yourself before you wreck yourself. That's my motto. I'm out there protecting myself with the VPN all the damn time.
Yes. ExpressVPN, we use it. I recommend it. It doesn't log your data. I know that some of the free ones sell your data to ad companies. ExpressVPN doesn't do that. It's got a technology called Trusted Server. Second off, it's the fastest one I've used, and I don't even notice ExpressVPN is running. Yeah, it's I've been using it for like nearly a year now, probably, and I just always have it on in the background. It's really easy to use. Even, you know, my mum can use it if she wants to. I don't actually think she goes on the computer very much, but maybe I should get it set up for her. It's just an app. You click a button. It's easy, and it's well reviewed. So yes, ExpressVPN. Thank you very much. Protect yourself with the VPN that we use.
Yes.
Use expressvpn.com/triforce today and get an extra 3 months free on a 1-year package.
Boom.
expressvpn.com/triforce. On with the show. So I got a bag of bird seed this week. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So like, you can get them for really cheap.
Yeah.
And it's like,
yeah.
But in the same way that they add like methanol to rubbing alcohol to stop people drinking it.
Right.
They add like mealworms and stuff to this seed mix, right? Just to stop humans eating it, right? Because
why,
I get the impression
that
people
well,
think,
I think,
oh,
I think birds
seed.
Like those as well, though.
They do.
I'm sure they do.
The robins
but
love
for
those.
Me, I was almost like, oh, this is some healthy seed mix. It's got like a sunflower seeds in it. It's got like little bits of, you know, stuff like pumpkin seeds. I was like, this looks great. And I was just about to eat some. And I was like, I wonder what this thing is. And then I realized with horror that it was like a fucking worm.
So you think that the bird seed
company...
So you
went to buy bird seed and thought it looked good and we're going to eat some bird seed.
I did buy it. Yeah, I was going to eat some because
so
I eat snack on that stuff.
But
I was like,
did
if it's
you
good
buy
enough
it
for
to
the
eat
birds,
for yourself?
It's good enough for me.
So you
no,
bought
I didn't
it
buy
yourself?
It to eat. No, I bought it for the birds.
Yes, yeah, so I mean, I don't think they're adding it in there to stop people eating it. Why would they care?
Well, this isn't an April Fool. This is just my brain.
Yeah, I know. Why would they care?
Your brain
well,
is an April Fool.
They don't want.
Lewis.
They don't want people buying cheap. It's really cheap. It's like a quid for like a fucking kilo.
Well,
of
you
the
think
stuff.
They're in league with the with fucking Greys? Like that company that sells tiny packets of seeds for a fiver, you think they're in league with them? They got Gray's
well, you know,
got on the phone.
That...
You better not be selling big bags of seeds because people will eat them. We'll fucking have you stick some worms in there. Why?
And they put worms in there.
I think it is that.
No.
I think it's like to stop. I reckon it is.
It's not.
I reckon it is.
I
it's
went to Costco and we bought a huge, huge bag. It's like a giant sack of bird seed. There were no mealworms in there. We had to buy the mealworms separately. They don't care. It's just...
Oh, you mean I got a luxury...
You got the luxury,
got a luxury
mealworm,
one.
Yeah. You got, like, the Tesco's finest of birdseed bags.
I'm sure.
Also, you know what it says with mealworm? What you can do, especially in the summer, to help hydrate the the robins and the other birds that like tiny mealworms, you can soak them in water to rehydrate them and then put them out there.
Oh, that's something I'm definitely going to be doing.
Fuck that. They can eat the dry mealworm and I'll leave them some water. But yeah, I was like, Jesus.
Another thing you can do, Flax, is you can chew up the mealworm and spit it into their open mouths if they're having too much trouble, doing it themselves.
Right. Well, I'm sure there's activists across the world doing that right fucking now as we speak. Probably in Australia. That's the kind of place that sort of stuff happens.
Yeah.
So Mary Poppins star... Dick Van Dyke, you might remember him.
Yeah.
Do you remember how he was out, not him, but like there was a lot of feeding the birds and stuff in that movie, right?
Right.
Giving out stuff in the street to birds. Dick Van Dyke this week has been giving out money in the street.
Right.
So he's 95.
Yeah. He's one of those guys I cannot believe he's still alive.
Yeah, it's wild.
He's in great shape. And yeah, so do you think this is true or false?
That he was giving out money?
Is he going senile?
No, he's perfectly sane, as far as I can tell. He's fine.
I mean, if he's I'd believe it. Yeah, sure.
That's right. So it's true. He was withdrawing money. He was seen withdrawing money from a bank and then giving it out in a queue of people who were trying to find jobs.
Oh, God. In Malibu. Fair enough.
Okay, in where he lives in Malibu. So I guess he's helping people in his local community by just giving them
money,
some of his Mary Poppins,
some of his
riches,
royalties from Mary Poppins.
Dacia, you know the car company?
Yeah.
I think they're Romanian.
It's a Romanian. It's Romanian manufacturing. It's a Renault company. But it's like a budget company. It's got Renault engines, and everything else is like meant to be budget but scalable sort of thing.
Wow, I'm amazed you know so much about Dacia.
I'm a Renault man, Flex.
Get that as a tattoo. Renault man.
Renault man.
I'm a Renault man, baby.
Yeah, no, I was so tough. I was gonna buy a Dacia because we needed a new car but we didn't want to get something too expensive because we got small kids who were just gonna like puke and shit in the back of it and stuff like that. So we're like looking for something like more budget or whatever. But then we found something better secondhand that we just bought it instead.
So there you go.
True story.
Very good. Good story. So they are announcing that they are going to launch the world's first affordable space program.
Dacia. Okay, this is a joke. Yep. Next.
We're all about delivering value for money without compromising on quality. Launching a car into space is the obvious next step. So there you go. They're gonna follow in Tesla's footsteps and launch.
Yeah,
a
Elon
Dacia.
Already did it, didn't they? Isn't there a Tesla like in orbiting Mars or something like that?
I'm over the moon that we can begin to start sending our rugged and robust Dacia Dusters to seriously new heights today. Yes, this is
Why would you call a car the Duster?
A Duster. They got the Duster. They got the Sandero. They got the they got a whole bunch of different ones.
So a comic book company announced they are. I'll tell you in a minute. They have announced that they will be publishing a comic about the U.S. First Lady Jill Biden.
Okay.
Yes.
Which company?
Well, it's part of the Female Force series of books, which have done one about Mother Teresa and Dolly Parton already.
Mother Teresa was a piece of shit. I'm kind of surprised they did a comic book about her.
Wow.
Yes, she was a piece of shit. That's right.
Is she the villain in the comic
book? Like a living, breathing piece of shit.
And Jill Biden and...
with a nun cap on.
Who else
and
was it?
Dolly Parton. And Kamala Harris is going to get one.
Wait, what happened? What's all this hatred towards Mother Teresa? I must have missed something.
do your research and you'll find out all about the wicked Mother Teresa. And the only power strong enough to stop her is the combined forces of Jill Biden, Kamala Harris, and Dolly Parton.
I would watch this.
Yeah.
I would watch this show if it was like The Boys as well.
Yeah, The Boys with Dolly Parton.
Except it would be the girls.
The gals. Yeah.
Oh, the gals, of course, because Dolly's gals.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds
good.
Come
on, girls,
good.
We got some asses to kick. Dude. And they all go down there playing some classic Dolly Parton tunes in the background. Yeah.
She was a religious imperialist who preyed on the most vulnerable in the name of harvesting souls for Jesus.
That's how I would put it, definitely. Right.
That's what she did, apparently.
Right.
She encouraged members of her order to secretly baptize dying patients, and just she was just a bit of a... She was like, you know, she just did some horrible things, yeah. Really. She didn't deserve the kind of blanket... kind of, you know, angelicness with which the world seems to have... They've put her in the same sentence as Florence Nightingale, when in fact, you know, she did some terrible stuff.
So you know what I find interesting is, you know, when you become a saint, you're canonized, right? Unfortunately, that doesn't mean they shoot you out of a cannon. It literally means they have to find a miracle or two that you're responsible for. And yeah. In the past, it seemed a lot easier because you just said, like, when we were talking about Wales, St. Andrew, isn't it? The patron? No, the St. Andrew of Scotland. St. David is the patron saint of Wales, I think. He gave a sermon, and the next day there was a hill there where he'd given that sermon. That's his miracle. Now, if you said nowadays Mother Teresa did some healing and the next day there was a hill there, people would check Google Earth and be like, there's no fucking... that hill was there last year. This is ridiculous. You could get away with a lot when it came to canonizing saints back in the day.
Okay,
nowadays,
yeah, but what if she did some healing, but then, like, entered a CSGO tournament and got, like, 5 360 no-scope headshots, like, back-to-back? Then
is that
the modern-day equivalent.
That's exactly... Yeah. I'm just reading the Wikipedia entry for her, and that is exactly... She was canonized for owning Tavo in a game of CSGO.
So owning noobs left, right, and
wow,
center.
Wow, I didn't realize. That's a real... that case, I take it back. Yeah. You know, I take it back.
Yeah.
I'm sure she did some good things too, but also, I don't know. So I think that sort of, you just have to be careful. Anyway, is this true or not? Are they making comics about Jill Biden and Kamala Harris?
I can believe it.
Yeah,
I can
probably,
believe it.
Yeah.
They are doing it. Yeah. Yes, it's true. They're going to put some Female Force comic books out featuring these exciting, strong women in the world today who are great role models.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they've done Hillary Clinton before. They've done Nancy Reagan before. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good series. If you're interested, check it out. Female Force comic books.
It sounds wank. Sorry, ladies, but it does. And I mean, I'm pretty sure any women listening to this podcast are rolling their eyes as well, because that just sounds like the biggest pile of wank.
Yeah, I mean,
and not fun.
When I read comics, I actually just want to have some fun. And
I honestly cannot imagine reading a comic about Jill Biden that would be like,
yeah,
man, this is such a great story. I love the part where she makes a cup of coffee and then has a conversation with her husband and then, you know, goes to a meeting. Like, oof, thrilling. Fuck off.
Yeah. No, I think that's a good summary, actually.
Last year, there were some pretty terrible failed April Fools. I remember there was one about this K-pop star joke that he had COVID when he was in hospital.
Hilarious.
I mean, that is pretty bad.
I mean, of all the things to... I mean, that's just so fucking... First of all, that's completely tone deaf. Second of all, how is that funny? Actually, like, the whole point of an April Fool isn't to just fool people into thinking that you are going to die of an infectious disease that people are dying from around you. If he'd said, I got the bubonic plague, lol, then, you know, at least it's not topical. But to literally pluck COVID out of there, that's so fucking dumb.
There was, like, a lot of high-profile people who have announced that they're pregnant on April Fool's Day before. Like, Justin Bieber did it, Gwen Stefani did it, like, a few other people have done it over
Justin
time.
Bieber announced Bieber. That he was Justin pregnant? Bieber.
Yes, I think that's the correct way of describing it.
Right.
You can say that when your girlfriend or wife is pregnant.
Oh, right,
I think,
okay.
Well.
I thought it was just... Yes.
Oh, by the way, Tavo is actually a Dota 2 player. I'm thinking of Taco, so sorry.
Taco. Lindsay Lohan also tweeted on April Fool's that she was pregnant.
Really?
Good old Lindsay Lohan. She's still in.
I mean, honestly, she wouldn't know if she was or not. She has no idea. She has no control over her life whatsoever.
I've enjoyed these stories. I think these are all... I think this has been really interesting.
I think it's interesting to see how cynical or not.
You sound hesitant. in committing
well,
to
I
that.
Well, I guess I've read this list of stories that aren't April Fools, but
it could be.
You know, feel like they should. I feel like there's stories like that all year round. Though,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, we're constantly
nowadays,
bombarded
yeah,
with
there's
these
like,
things.
There's like pranks and jokes and stuff like that have been sort of like all year round popularized on YouTube and shit like that, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
There's a lot
yeah,
more
I think
of a
it makes the world feel a little more whimsical. In a way, like there's a lot of random weird shit that happens. And it is interesting to look at it because it's just like half the stuff that happens, like everybody's got a story about a weird coincidence or something fucking crazy that's happened in their life. And this stuff just happens. You got so many incidents, so many events happening every day.
Yeah.
You're going to get weird shit happening.
Strange brews.
One thing I was thinking about this week, I don't know why, was car horns, right?
Right.
How do you use a car horn?
Aggressively.
I barely use mine. I don't think I've
exactly.
ever honked my horn, honestly.
Right, exactly, Sips. P-Flex, how often do you use your car horn?
I use it if someone's being a twat and needs to be informed of this.
Right.
Okay, no, but do you think that's a reasonable excuse to use it?
I'm not using it, like, if someone cuts me up, or someone is reversing into me, or someone is clearly about to step out in front of my car, or someone has just endangered my car by being a prick, then yeah, they get a toot of the horn. Because
okay, I guess
how
what
else
I'm
are they
asking...
gonna, just in case they don't even fucking see you there, it's worth doing.
I guess I'm asking, you're a car designer, maybe you're Dacia, you know, you're going into space,
right.
And they're trying to cut things from the car
if
that you're not going to need.
If a horn honks in
right?
space, can you hear it though?
I just say when you build a car... Obviously, when these car companies put the cars together, the horn, the car horn, is a part of it. Every car has to have one. They're very important. But I'm wondering why. Like, what are the... Because when I have driven cars or owned cars or worked for cars, the only time I press the horn is probably by accident. Do you know what I mean? When I lean
yeah,
on the steering
yeah, yeah.
wheel. Or I maybe have been waiting outside someone's house for them. And they're not coming.
That's not cool.
Or I turn up on it.
The only time I ever honk my horn is as a joke. If my kids aren't paying attention, like they're in the living room and I'm just leaving the house and I can see them, I'll honk the horn just to like get like a little bit of like a whoa, you know, like they...
Right, like, to wake up your kids. I feel like none of these excuses are... what horns... I mean, I remember the only thing I can possibly remember that the horn would be used for when I was being taught to drive was when you were going around blind corners in the dark, you
yeah,
know, to
you
let
can,
people
I mean,
know.
Well,
you
in
can
the,
just
in
use
the
your
dark,
headlights for
in
that,
the, in,
surely,
yeah, in
no?
the dark, the headlights give you away.
Yeah.
It's, during the day, that's when, if I'm going around a very tight blind corner, I'll sometimes give it a beep. If I'm reversing and I can't see what's behind me, I might give it a little boop, boop, like that.
This is a very English thing, though, because some of the roads over here are just... like that, right? Like,
yeah.
I don't know if you'd encounter that
I mean,
much in
I think the main
North
reason
America.
Is to alert another driver to your presence. Like, that's pretty much it. So if they are pulling into your lane, like on the motorway, like happens sometimes, people are just drifting from the outside lane to the inside lane. You give them a little toot, just so, and they'll,
right.
you know, they'll correct it. Because some people zone out. Driving for hours, I get it. Like, mistakes happen, and that's what your horn is for.
I just feel like if we had a little monitor on everyone's horn... Okay, and we tracked everyone secretly.
Here,
like, you know, like, imagine people had like a number.
Yeah.
The government tracked everyone's horns
they can,
and then
they
signed them a
number
based
on
your
skin.
How,
what number
yes.
could it be? 666, the mark
wow.
of the beast. Well, that's what you're talking
no.
about, isn't it, Lewis? It's Joe Biden's mark of the beast and Lewis is promoting it.
I think people, like, I'm walking around Bristol a lot and I noticed, obviously some cities you go to, like Italy, the car horn is just another extension of their
oh
voice.
Oh my God,
Joe
New
mean,
York is the same. Yeah.
And the same. They can't possibly communicate without punctuating
I
it.
Think
like,
people just
hey,
get excited.
Rip,
you know,
hey guys, how you doing? Rip, rip.
Yeah,
it's like constantly.
They're out there,
like,
they're around people, there's a lot going on, there's a lot of noise, and they're just like, oh, fuck you, I'm just going to honk my horn a little, you know, like they just go a little crazy, like, but they're having
it's
fun,
just
I think.
Part of the hustle and bustle of their... So, but I don't necessarily agree. From this is maybe the British cynical attitude that the only time you use a horn is to alert a twat that he's doing something wrong.
Was she?
And as a result, so it's like an anti-twat device, basically. But people's definition of twats are different. Like, real assholes, real pricks, they are thinking everyone's a twat. You know, an old lady crossing the road is a twat.
That's a twat.
Do you know what I mean? Like, and so they honk that person and accelerate past them. And I'm like, man, like, I reckon if we just had a little monitor for everyone's horns, we'd be able to identify who the twats are.
Well, do you know what? I thought of something.
And flag them.
When I was driving, I had a thought of this.
Anti-twat technology.
This feeds into what you're talking about, Lewis. I have the solution for you.
I just think that, you know, we could tell who twats are by how often they use their horn.
Right, but there's a better way. There's a better way. I spent a lot of time. In fact, when I've been driving down to Bristol, this idea came to me. You know the way we have likes and we have all these emotes on Facebook? How about, because we're going to have heads-up displays in cars. We need those urgently, I think. The other cars on the road have a rating, like a Google Reviews rating out of 5 or like an Uber rating out of 5. Smiley faces, unhappy faces. If someone's driving like a dickhead, you can tag their car with a sad face and downvote their driving.
Oh my God, you're brilliant. That's brilliant. Then you can see it's like a 3.8
right
on there.
So when you're coming along, you know when someone's waiting to come out, and you stop and give them a little flash of the lights, which you shouldn't do, by the way. My driving instructor was very clear about that. You can point to a specific car and wave them, but you should never flash your lights because another person might think you're flashing them.
And then
you have an accident and you're liable.
They'd have a field day over here. Like, the culture over here for driving is like you flash your lights at everyone, even if, like, no matter what. It's just like, it's like cars saying hello to each other over here. It's just the done thing. Like,
but can you imagine you could up flashing? You could have, like, rate, you know, it's essentially a rate my driving. And obviously, you'd get trolls going around, they're just downvoting everyone. But if you're doing that, then your rating is deleted. So if you're just going around downvoting everybody, your rating is
diminished.
It averages
out. You have to give an equal amount of up and down votes.
Otherwise,
in
your
order
vote
for
is essentially ignored.
If you're just giving downs, then they don't count.
Right.
Yeah.
But you'll get people, you know, so I'm driving along and I see someone wants to pull out of a side street. Now, I could slow down and let them out, and it pops up on their rating, 2.1. Fuck that. I'm not letting that guy out. That's how they learn. And they're like, it's that bloody rating again. Oh. But they're getting punished.
No, but
because if I let that guy out, he might have cut 3 people over and beeped an old lady on his way to that junction. I'm there going, after you, sir. And he's like, dickhead, and driving off. Whereas now I see his rating, I'm like, he ain't getting out. I'm going to fucking go in front of him.
Someone contact Charlie Brooker's Black Mirror, guys. Let's fucking get that as an episode. I love that. Road rage, like 3.0.
Yeah,
that's a fucking
great
idea.
If you get downvoted too much, they take your car away and stick you in a Dacia.
Yeah, and fire you into space.
Into space.
Yes, that sounds good. All right, well, that's enough of podcasting for today. Thank you, everybody.
Hey, thank you
for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, of course, but at time of recording, we missed like all of the American April Fools and most of the British ones as well. So that's why it was Australia focused, I guess.
But we hate and you should too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
so I hope you
and apology for any Mother Teresa fans out there or Anton Deck fans or anybody else that we sort
more
of condemned as being some sort of irredeemable arsehole.
Yes.
Our opinions
but
are
that's
our
just
own,
how we feel.
Right? That's
so,
just how we feel sometimes, especially
beep,
when we're cranky
beep,
on
fuck
a
yourself.
Thursday
beep,
morning.
Beep,
yeah.
Get out of the way. Beep, 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 beep. Get out the fucking way, asshole. Yeah. We're talking. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.